Well, if there's one thing Chris Dem hates, it's adults celebrating birthdays. He's never been a fan of it. Now, you don't take their day off work during for the birthday.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You don't point out on social media, hey, it's my birthday. You just don't do it.
But I'm losing. I mean, the creep is it's my birthday week. Birthday month has become part of the vernacular.
Really? Birthday month?
Oh, yeah. That's everywhere now. I mean, as soon as it changes, somebody's out there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I always go to Reddit for a few things, sex stories and gym advice.
Mm-hmm.
And under the gym one, it's always like, what's listed there is like, here's what the workout is today. And then somebody below it will say, oh, great workout for my birthday. It's like, oh, 20 people. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. You're just begging for somebody to say happy birthday.
It's almost like you're conditioned when someone sneezes to say happy birthday when someone mentions it.
Yeah, definitely.
But everyone's got one. Every day is 10 billion people's birthday.
Do you think...
you're not special.
That's always
that's like the bottom
that's
line.
That's always been his thing.
You're that's not, the bottom you're line. Not,
I like to think I am.
But that day is your day.
Well, then you know, enjoy it with your friends, your family. Eat some cake. Eat a cupcake. That's fine.
I just read that September 9th is the most common birthday.
Of
them all. We just passed it a few days ago, earlier this week. September 9th is the most common birthday. And what does that mean? People...
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. It's a New Year's Eve thing. In fact...
Or the New Year's holiday.
Yeah. I believe it was like 8 of the most common birthdays are in September. And yet, September is the third month when it comes to most birthdays. You know, it's like... I forget what the... I don't have it in front of me, but the 8th... And September 9th was the most common, followed by like the 13th and the 2nd or something like that. And everybody's saying, yeah, right around New Year's, you know. So... Sorry.
Did you just do the...
Yeah.
I did a little sexual
motion.
Did a little sexual motion there, yeah. Apologies. Do you have problems with like... what's happened here is an 80th birthday celebration gone wrong. Now, the woman's turning 80... You get to celebrate that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if it's the... No, if it's the family. The family should certainly celebrate.
Yeah, they're celebrating.
But don't make a big deal of it at a restaurant.
Okay, all right. So they're there celebrating at home. Do you think that birthday month has become a thing because, like, Krispy Kreme or somebody... Well, Chick-fil-A, they always give you... Like, I'll pull up to the ATM during my birth month, and when I do it, they'll be like, happy birthday from...
At the ATM?
At the ATM, yeah. If I get money out during the month of April... The it will say, hey, happy birthday from such and such bank.
I've never seen that, and I take my money out.
We did. Actually, we changed. That was Wells Fargo.
I'd go across the street.
Well, we did.
That was Wells Fargo, and I would pull up, put in my code, and they'd say, happy birthday from Wells Fargo, and a little birthday logo.
Thanks!
Not even a human.
You guys remember.
Yeah. Well, and Chick-fil-A, they give you a cookie. If you order on the app, they'll be like, hey, anytime during the month. The first time you go during the month of your birthday, they'll say, here's a free chocolate chip cookie.
In the month of, not if the day of.
No, the month of. I would go through there, you know, a week before the birthday, and it would be like, we want to give you a treat for your birthday, so you get to choose like a milkshake, a cookie, or a brownie from Chick-fil-A. I think a lot of places do that, a ton. They capitalize on that. Well, anyway, this woman is celebrating her 80th, and the video from it is going viral because instead of getting a candle like 1-8 and 1-0, you know, as you typically would see, they put 80 candles on the cake.
And they went all official.
All in.
Way in.
And by the time they bring it to the table, the thing's on fire. I mean, they put it in front of the woman, and it is basically a fire in front of her with the cake below just melting away. And the woman, of course, is 80, so she tries to blow out the candles, and there's no... You need, like, a fire extinguisher to blow them out. At the end there, no one's harmed. No one's injured. And we've got an 80-year-old woman next to an inferno. But her son comes in and puts a plate on top of it, putting it out. The reaction, though, is fantastic here.
I don't even know if this is safe.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Susie. Happy birthday to you. Blow! Help her out, somebody.
Y'all, it's not going to happen.
Everybody blow. Everybody, there you go.
I think these are relighting candles.
No, they aren't.
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God. You just ruined your cake.
No, just pat it with that.
Yeah.
That's when they put a plate and a dish rag on top of it.
Yeah.
At least whoever the man was realized we better sing the song fast.
Yes.
Fast. Happy birthday,
like pull him out.
Happy birthday, Thursday. Happy birthday to you.
And I love the couple. It's like, these are those relighting candles. No, they're not.
They're not.
Yes, they are. No, they're not.
Well, they're not going out.
There's that. I bet they're a couple.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's husband and wife. They are not relighting. That poor woman is like, oh.
What do I do?
I mean, right in front of her face, too.
I mean, it is right on her. You can feel the heat coming off that for sure. She was okay.
Yeah, but I'm sure they squashed. The cake is ruined.
Cake's ruined. At the end, the woman says, you just ruined her cake.
Top's burnt.
Completely.
Yeah, and he had to squash it with the plate.
Yeah, he did.
To get the flames out.
Well, what else are you supposed to do, though? He had to. She said, you just ruined her cake. He's like, what do you want me to do? Mm-hmm. Set her on fire? God, what a moment. And that went viral immediately. The other thing that's going viral today, food-related, was a Panera Bread employee is being called a hero here because of the way she reacted to some hothead at Panera. This was in Glendale, Colorado. The guy at the counter says, I want my phone. And they were like, what are you talking about? We don't have your phone. So then he started like throwing trays and all that stuff.
The customer.
Yeah, the customer.
I think it was a woman.
Well, see, I thought it was a woman too. I saw the video and the woman, long hair. I thought it was a woman. But then they said in the article, he was okay. It looked like
the account I read said it was a dude.
Yeah, me too.
In skinny jeans with long hair.
It looks like a woman.
Oh, maybe initial report. See, I initially saw it as a woman.
Me too.
They said woman goes crazy at Panera.
But then, yeah, they changed.
I'm a guy. Maybe that's, you get called a woman.
Enough.
Ma'am, your bagel's ready.
I'm a guy. I'm a dude.
The lustrous locks threw me.
He does. He's got these long, beautiful hair. And the skinny jeans. Great body.
not everyone can pull off skinny jeans.
I'm a guy. So, yes, he starts screaming for his phone, and the employees are like, we don't have your phone. Well, then he starts throwing drinks. I have never witnessed that. Thank God. I would cower in the corner so fast and get out of there so quickly. I don't think I've ever seen anybody go crazy in a situation like that. You've witnessed something like that?
I'm trying to think. I mean in all my days in restaurants, I've never seen anyone start throwing things. But, yeah. I mean, I've had people start losing their S in a store over, we messed something up. They waited too long.
I saw a couple.
I saw a guy get kicked out of a restaurant, but it was a white tablecloth restaurant, and he certainly didn't get to this level.
What did he do to get kicked out?
A little overserved and was kind of getting chesty with the servers.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I saw a guy get into a little like that over the TV one night. He wanted it on a different college football game at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy wouldn't turn. And then somebody else said, no, we're watching the end of this game. And he just kept barking on and on. Mm-hmm. And I did see a couple get into a screaming match at the airport once. I was in San Diego flying back. And they got into a very public, very loud screaming match. And I thought, well, our plane's going to go down. Because that's exactly what you'd see in a movie before the plane does go down. And they got mad. And they were cursing at each other. Terrible look.
Did you see them get off? Did they patch things up by the end of this cross-country flight?
Yeah, they did. They were on the flight.
What if you were, like, sitting between them?
Oh, my God. I couldn't do that. I hate confrontation so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's all that was a confrontation. And they were screaming.
But you could have, you had in the 7-hour flight, you could have been a peacemaker. You could have saved the marriage.
I would have tried.
Or whatever, the relationship.
I wonder where they are today.
Yeah.
You know, are they still?
I think we know where they are.
Are they still together?
No.
Because they were screaming like, I hope you die and all this. And I was like,
die.
I'm on the plane. You know, I'm getting on the plane too. And it was very.
Let me get to the cockpit and I'll take both of us out. And it'd be more than just both of you. I just want to point that out.
We're here.
There's a big flight.
We're here too. It's a large flight. The Panera, just the ambient noise of the Panera. The fire.
Get out of here. Call the police on this guy.
Hear that? Call the police on this guy. One customer tried to intervene and got knocked down and slapped to the floor. Then the employee who's being called a hero came over with a tray and started beating the guy on the back.
All right.
And that's what subdued him.
Hard plastic trays, I believe.
Yes, hard plastic tray at Panera. And the female employee was beating the guy in the skinny jeans and the long, lustrous locks on the back of the locks, as it turned out. And they were able to subdue him and get him arrested for disturbing the peace or whatever it was. I wonder if he's on something or just got mad. Mm-hmm. Maybe Biggie's right. Man. We've creamed
your green goddess salad is ready.
It's ready.
I got a croissant for lady with long hair and skinny jeans.
You know, that happens to me all the time. My wife and I, anybody and I, will be at a restaurant. And, of course, I order a cucumber salad with goddess dressing on the side. Mm-hmm. And my wife orders a cheeseburger and fries. And they come out and put it in front of them.
Here's your cheeseburger, sir. Salad for the lady.
Don't just assume. Do not assume that. That's sexist to assume that I'm ordering the cheeseburger and fries.